You know, it's really important that we start making minor adjustments in our lives to really prepare ourselves for Ramadan, and that we think really deeply about what we want to accomplish this Ramadan. And in addition to the acts of devotion, which are very important. So for example, I want to pray Tarawih every night. And whatever you can do consistently is good. I know some people are working. Some people might be very difficult to pray 20 rak'ahs, for example. Okay, then I'm going to pray 8 consistently every night. For example, whatever it is that you can do consistently, I'm going to read this much of the Quran. If you struggle reading the Arabic, read the translation. The translation of Dr. Mustafa Al-Khattab is very good. And try to listen, for example, to the Quran, whatever it may be. But in addition to those kind of, you know, checklist items, these are my action items. This is what I want to accomplish in Ramadan, to really think deeply about what you want to accomplish internally. The intentions that you have entering Ramadan and what you're really seeking from Allah. Like to take the time to think about, what am I seeking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is it that I want? When Ramadan is over, how do I want my heart to be? How do I want my state with Allah to be? That I want to seek higher levels of nearness to Him. I want in this Ramadan to be granted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love. I want in this Ramadan to become a bit more patient. I want in this Ramadan to become more grateful, to even think about those goals as well. So as Ramadan comes about, we really have to spend some focused time really preparing ourselves internally and externally as well.